Good afternoon. High pressure was in control across interior New York and New England. However, it is departing now off the eastern seaboard. Clouds are tending to increase and thicken from west to east across the region, and even showers are breaking out across parts of the southern and central Catskills, eastward across the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and eventually this afternoon into southern New England. Dry weather will continue north of this area of showers for the Mohawk Valley and Greater Capital District and along I-90 through New England and points north, although sunshine will be limited. Still, temperatures should manage to reach into the lower to mid-40s and level off through the afternoon, some places even reaching into the lower 50s. This is all part of a complex storm system which is evolving through the middle of the country. A deepening low-pressure wave will track into and up the Mississippi Valley and toward the Great Lakes on its way into southern Canada over the next 24 to 36 hours. Milder air will try to flow in advance of the system, but cold high pressure will hang on. And as a result, tonight, temperatures will drop down into the upper 20s and lower 30s on average. As precipitation advances our way, it'll become steadier throughout the region late tonight. Initially, snow and sleet will fall across portions of the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, with a couple of inches possible during the overnight period. Gradually, though, we'll see a transition to sleet and freezing rain in these areas, and while we may see some sleet at the onset throughout the remainder of the higher terrain across interior New York and New England, most everyone will just have a cold rain towards sunrise tomorrow. As the system continues to track through during the day on Sunday, we'll have a steady cold rain on Sunday morning. However, the precipitation will become more showery during the afternoon as it passes by. High temperatures will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. High pressure will build back into the region behind this system, and skies will be mostly sunny on Monday with high temperatures near 50 degrees. In fact, it'll be near 50 again on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds as that high pressure center hangs on. A weak disturbance will head our way on Wednesday, just the chance of a light rain shower with highs in the lower 50s. The weather pattern will become more complex toward the end of the week, and there is a signal of a deepening storm along the East Coast for Thursday and Friday. The exact track and how much cold air is available will determine if we have winter precipitation or more in the way of just plain rain for both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wave of low pressure over the southern high plains will deepen rapidly as it tracks into the upper Great Lakes by tomorrow morning. As this occurs, a strengthening cold front will move eastward in the wake of the low, extending across Arkansas and eastern Texas by sunset, then accelerating east to reach a position just to the lee of the Appalachians by tomorrow morning. This front will be the focus of a zone of strong to severe thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe storms in this region with the potential for damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes, a couple of which could be on the stronger side. Hail will also be possible across Texas and the Ark-La-Tex. On the cold side of the storm, snow and ice will be an issue, and winter storm warnings are in effect for Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan, up to a foot of snow possible. And with all of the heavy rainfall on the warmer side of the storm, flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect from northeast Texas, north and east, all the way up to western Pennsylvania. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with rain developing, mid-50s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 37 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 74 set in 2017, and the record low 11 below zero in 1894. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening 5:38 p.m., 10 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with snow moving in late tonight. Snow will mix with sleet and freezing rain towards sunrise with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Cloudy with showers and areas of fog today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain and fog tonight in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds today with showers developing and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain tonight, some pockets of sleet and freezing rain as well with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds today with showers likely and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain tonight, some pockets of sleet and freezing rain as well, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain tonight, some pockets of sleet and freezing rain as well with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain giving way to showers in the afternoon, upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny near 50 Monday. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 Tuesday. Mostly cloudy, a shower possible Wednesday, lower 50s, and a chance of rain and snow Thursday and Friday in the 40s on Thursday, 30s on Friday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.